Good evening, fellow bailiffs.
Uh-oh, hide your young.
Well, 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 if it isn't our shop steward, Ethel LaRue, what a pleasant surprise.
Can the crap, bailiff, we both know why I'm here. Once more, I am running unopposed for shop steward, and we all know how grumpy I get when I win with less than a landslide. Get the drift, my little pretties?
You're not actually going to vote for the wicked bailiff of the West, are you?
Oh, the job is a lot of paperwork and drudgery. Who'd be dumb enough to challenge her for that?
Guess what I'm running for?
Shop steward.
How'd you know?
We were just discussing the job qualification.
Isn't it great? I filed this morning. Want to hear my slogan?
Don't be a dummy. Vote for Bob!
Greetings, all.
Hello, boys.
Well, Dan, you're in a great mood.
Last night, I dated a Jets cheerleader.
And
touchdown!
Of course, we did have to go into overtime.
So, Dan, you gonna tell us all about it, or we have to read it tomorrow in the supermarket checkout line?
Dan Fielding?
Yeah, that's me.
This is for you.
Oh, why, thank you. Oh, here you are, my good man. A little something for you.
Hey, now I can get that newspaper I've been saving up for.
Dan, what is it?
It's a fraternity suit.
Does that come with two pair of pants?
With all the women you've been going out with, there is a possibility that you might have
hit the mother load.
I am well aware that there are ways of preventing this sort of thing from happening.
So you're saying it's impossible?
Well, I mean, everybody once in a while gets caught in a storm without his umbrella.
Here. That's for your next cloudburst.
Great slogan, Bo!
Hey, you thought of it.
There you are. I want a word with you, Shannon.
Oh, I guess you heard the good news.
Yeah, well, the good news is I'm going to allow you and Pinocchio to withdraw from the race intact.
Are you threatening me?
What? As an elected official, I cannot condone any act of violence or intimidation. But personally, I'd love nothing better than to strip to the waist and duke it out with you for a couple of rounds. Get the picture?
Vividly.
Then let the best man win.
She may have us there.
And have to deal with this.
I'm gonna let the lawyers handle it. From this moment on, that paternity suit is forgotten.
Father knows best.
I hope you staple yourself to death.
Excuse me.
Hey, don't I know you?
Car crash? Collision? Let Petey scrape you out.
Petey Peterson, you're that attorney who advertises on TV. I knew I knew you. God, you're annoying.
Thank you.
You know, I love that commercial for personal injury claims that you do, where you freeze frame on the family of four just before their car plunges into the Grand Canyon.
Had to get that in one take.
I bet. So, Petey, what unspeakable human suffering brings you by?
I'm looking for Dan Fielding.
That's me. Well, wait a minute. You're that slime ball lawyer who capitalizes on other people's suffering and misfortune.
Yes?
I want to shake your hand. You will squeeze a fortune out of those poor slobs.
Every penny.
I really respect that.
I represent Marilyn Scott.
I want you dead.
Mr. Fielding.
Listen, I am not going to stand here and be accused of something I didn't do.
But, Danny, I have affidavits on you from half the women in this town. You've got quite a reputation. And I might add that you photograph quite well.
Yeah, you just try to prove that's me behind that mask.
If you refuse to settle, you force me to launch a vicious, no-holds-barred smear campaign.
Listen, Bucko, nobody drags Dan Fielding through the mud.
Not according to action photo number 5.
Dan, by fighting this, you simply prolong your agony, deplete your assets, alienate your friends. You find yourself thrashing about in a morass of despair from which death itself is the only escape. Whoa, time for my facial! Ciao!
He's dead. It should have been me.
Oh, Bull, I am so sorry.
He was only a sapling.
What's this?
A note.
I'll read it.
Drop out of the race, or next time, the real dummy gets it.
Ethel LaRue.
Bull, I'm sure he can be revived.
Maybe my daddy can fix him.
Who's your daddy?
Him.
Are you tired of riding Mr. Prosecutor yet?
I'm not gonna have hair like you when I grow up, am I?
You're not gonna grow up unless you get off my floor shimes, kid.
My name isn't Kid. My name is Brian, and I'm not getting off till you agree to talk to me.
Forget it.
Okay, if you won't talk to me, at least buy me an ice cream.
No.
Did I mention I have to go to the bathroom real bad?
One scoop or two.
Come on, race the cafeteria.
Yeah, don't run too fast, otherwise you might fall and break your widow neck.
Dan, try to be nice to him, or he'll only have something to hold against you in court.
Right. I won't leave any marks.
There he goes. Daddy dearest.
I don't know. Believe it or not, I think Dan can make a very good father.
Hey, hello. Are we talking about the same Dan Fielding who lobbied to instate leash laws for children?
No, I'm serious. Underneath that smarmy sex craze exterior lies another Dan Fielding. Never mind.
Now listen, kid, and listen good. There is no possible way I could be your father.
You mean you're gay?
Okay, technically it's possible. Look, trust me, you wouldn't want me as your father anyway.
Why not?
I hate you.
Good point. But I don't hate you.
Stick around. You will.
In fact, I love you.
What? Oh, hey! You take that back! What are you, nuts? You love me. You don't even know me.
But I.
Listen to me, kid. You cannot love somebody you've never met.
That's not true.
Okay, there's a few phone services, but that's it.
Look, All I'm saying is that if you were my father, I'd love you, all right?
All right, fine, fine. You ready?
And if you had a kid, you'd love him too, wouldn't you?
Like I said earlier, children should be...
genetically cloned in factories, yeah.
Good, then I've taught you well. Let's go.
Dan?
Oh, what is it now?
Will I die without a father?
You're weird.
Will I?
No. Well, how the hell should I know? Hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't sit there with that lost puppy dog look.
I didn't mean to.
Yeah, well... no. Of course you didn't.
You okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm fine. Happy as a freckle on Daryl Hannah's body.
That's the first thing you've said, I understand. This kid stuff really spooks you, huh?
No, not really. It's the parent stuff that's frightening.
How come?
Because I see it every day around here. Mommy and Daddy's eyes fill with tears as they come to bail their baby out of jail. Report them missing. Identify their body. Couldn't handle that kid. Couldn't even live with the possibility.
What if I swear I'll never get sick or hurt?
Excuse me, I think I hear Rod Serling calling.
Okay, if I do get sick or hurt, I won't even tell you, I promise. You don't even have to care. I'll take what I can get.
What happened here? He was murdered. Wrongful death, I'm your man. So, where's the kid?
He's with Dan.
Any chance he kidnapped the boy?
I'm telling you the truth.
Really?
Yes. What are you guys talking about?
Grocery stores.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, Dan told me how you can tell how loose a woman is by the way she picks her produce.
Damn, you didn't.
Bet you she never thumped a honeydew in her life.
You're in big trouble, buddy. I'm gonna nail you to the wall.
Peterson, I'm ready to settle.
Yeah, I'm gonna skin you alive. I'm gonna crucify you. I'm gonna beg your pardon.
Dan? You're gonna settle?
What are you talking about, Dan?
You heard me. If a test shows even a possibility that the boy is mine, I want to take full responsibility.
Why, Dan, that's...
noble?
Yeah, the word got stuck in my throat.
Where's my baby? Hi, Mom. Oh, honey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. What did I tell you I learned about grocery stores?
Honey, what are you doing here?
I came to see my dad.
Great news. We got Papa right where we want him. He's going to settle out of court.
That's not Stan Fielding.
Stan Fielding?
Dan, Stan, what's the difference?
Shut up. He's willing to pay through the nose, and you need the money desperately.
But that's not the father of my son.
He's not my father?
No, honey, he's not.
Marilyn, are you out of your mind?
Carolyn.
Really?
Oh, great. Now I'll never have a father.
Brian.
Lady, let me. I know every nook and cranny in this building a body can fit into.
Believe it.
Information? Give me the number for Boys Town. No, I don't know what state it's in, but it's in black and white. Hey!
Operator, this is Father Flanagan. No, don't you be worrying now. One of the boys just got into the sacramental wine, sure.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
It's none of your business.
Hey, sit.
I'm gonna see my lawyer.
See this lawyer. Now look, things like this, well, they seem to always have a way of working out for the best.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Okay, it sucked rocks. I'm new at this. You must feel pretty confused.
Confused? Why would I feel confused? Just because this morning I didn't have a father? This afternoon I did have a father, and now I don't have a father again. Hey, who cares?
Hey, hey! Get back here. Who do you think you are? You had a tough break. Well, listen, sometimes tough breaks turn out to be lucky breaks. And what starts off as the worst day in your life can turn out to be the best day in your life.
Why are you telling me this?
I haven't the faintest idea. That's not true. I'm telling you because... I hate you.
What?
I like you.
You do?
What, you barge into my life, you eat 2 quarts of ice cream, you suction yourself to my hip, you threaten to relieve yourself on my loafers. What's not to like?
I like you too.
So?
So?
What do we do now?
We could be best friends, and I could come over to your house and play every day.
Why don't I just write you a check instead?
Huh?
Well, kids need things, don't they? Scarves, mittens, those really silly looking galoshes.
A new baseball mitt?
Yeah. And a new baseball mitt. Here. This is for you.
Wow, $1,000? For a baseball mitt?
I'd get a bat, too. Your mother will know what to do with the rest of it.
Can I ask you something personal?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I see your balance?
That's my boy. LaRue!
Shannon!
I got a bone to pick with you about a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah? Would that friend happen to be a sack of sawdust?
You low-down, conniving puppet killer! I demand an apology.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got it.
Huh?
Congratulations, you're the new shop steward.
What are you talking about? The election's not until tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's all over for me. I heard through the polls that you're going to win by a landslide. I guess you deserve to after what I did to poor little Kermit the Log.
Why'd you do it, LaRue?
Shannon, what you saw was the act of a desperate woman. Without my job, I'm nobody. I got no friends. Got no social life. That job was the only thing that I had going for me in the whole wide world.
I had no idea it meant so much to you. LaRue, if you want the job, it's yours.
What?
I think you're the best man for the job. I'm withdrawing from the race.
You do that for me, a woman that treated you so rotten?
I'm funny that way.
I don't know what to say. And there's more where that come from.
Stan, I know this may be a waste of breath, but I just wanted you to know that the way you handled that boy showed a lot of warmth and human compassion.
I bet you're not wearing a bra.
You're a pig.
So I'm sorry I'm late. I thought they'd never let me out of there.
That's okay. The game hasn't started yet. You all set?
All set.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every